He said this openly. What did Jesus say openly? He said that he was going to suffer and be rejected and killed and rise again. Quite a straightforward, blunt declaration of the nature of his mission. Later in the gospel, he gives another straightforward, blunt description of the call of the disciples. Disciples have to deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow him. Now, we've heard this language before, so it's not surprising, but it is quite hard to take in its straight form like this. That's why Jesus himself often speaks in parables and uses images to help us absorb these strong words. And we do respond better to stories than to simply straight declarations about suffering. A story that came to my mind as I was reflecting on this is Pinocchio. You know Pinocchio? I think everybody knows the story of Pinocchio. He's a puppet. He's a marionette. He's not real. He's alive, but he's not really real. So that's the strange thing about him. He's alive, but he's not quite alive. And his life has this series of adventures in which he has to make choices about whether to do what's right or what's wrong. You know what happens when he lies, his nose grows. It's a great image of what we do to ourselves when we sin. When we sin, we think we're going to get an advantage. When we lie, we think we're going to be able to hide. In fact, we distort ourselves. We ruin ourselves when we try to save ourselves. That's the principle Jesus gives at the end of today's gospel. Now, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever lies in order to defend himself is going to distort his own nose. That's Pinocchio. Then there's that scene. Now, I know the story mostly from Walt Disney. I don't know the whole tale of Pinocchio, but in the Walt Disney version, at some point, Pinocchio gets invited to go to this carnival, or what is it, Pleasure Island or something like that. And that's what all the kids do. I mean, there's ice cream there, and there's rides, and there's fun and games, and you don't have to do what you're supposed to do. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to work. You don't have to serve. Just have fun. So Pinocchio falls for the lie, of course, and he discovers that those who go that way start to turn into donkeys. They grow ears and tails. And another great symbol of what happens when we choose selfishness over selflessness, when we choose selfishness over love of other, we distort ourselves. We make ourselves into animals. So here's this Pinocchio. He's not a real boy. He's a puppet. But if he makes the wrong decisions, he becomes even less a real boy. He becomes an animal. Well, you know the story. He makes the ultimate sacrifice. And it's because he sacrifices himself that he becomes a real boy. Okay, so you got that very appealing story in mind. And then we look at today's gospel. Today's gospel actually is the much purer version of these fundamental truths. You know, take away the fairy godmother and the magic and the puppets and the nose growing and all the, you know, fanciful elements. And you get the straight truth here. First of all, we get who is Jesus, the identity of Jesus Christ. He's not John the Baptist. He's not Elijah. He's not just a prophet. He's the Messiah. He's the Christ. Okay, that's the first thing we have to know. We don't start with ourselves and whether we're puppets or real or not. We start with Jesus Christ. Okay, he's revealed as the Messiah. Secondly, we learn what it means for him to be the Messiah. He's a Messiah who suffers for us. He's a Messiah who has come not for his own glory, but for our glory, and he's going to pay the price. Suffer, be rejected, be killed, and rise again. He spoke this openly because this is at the very heart of our faith. This process of dying for life is at the very heart of our faith. Jesus himself passes through this and reveals it as the way to life. Peter, of course, rejects this open declaration of the Paschal mystery. He takes Jesus aside and rebukes him. Don't you love that very human response? I was trying to imagine, what did Peter say to Jesus in this rebuke? Jesus, you've got it all wrong. Jesus, you shouldn't do that. Jesus, you made a big mistake. Or why are you going off course? Whatever he said, it was his own nose that grew long. No, Peter's own, he was distorting himself. And that's why Jesus very quickly turns around and says, get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. There are two ways to think. There's God's way and there's our way. When we think as human beings do, or as Pinocchio does, we lie, we choose pleasure, we choose self, we avoid hard duties, responsibilities, we don't grow up. When we think as human beings do, and it's easy to understand how human beings think. We think like this all the time. Or all you have to do is look at children. Give them ice cream or ampalaya. They'll always choose the ice cream. Everybody does. That's just how human beings think. Easy way, hard way. Choose the easy way. That's the immature, automatic response. But Jesus says, no, that's how human beings think. I'm inviting you to think as God thinks. And then in the last part of the gospel, Jesus spells it out. If you want to follow me, if you want to come after me, this is the way it has to be. You can't have ice cream all the time. You can't have it your way all the time. Why? Not because I'm against you, but because that leads to a distortion of yourself. It leads to your nose growing. It leads to you becoming an animal. I want you to be a real boy. This is Jesus, you know, I'm translating it into Pinocchio language. I want you to be a real boy. I want you to fulfill the plan of the Father in your life. It's much greater than you think, but it's also much more costly than you're usually ready to suffer. So he's telling us straight out, if you want to be a disciple of Jesus, we have to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. If we wish to save our life, meaning if we wish to have pleasure all the time, or our will all the time, or avoid suffering all the time, we're going to lose it. That's the blunt truth. Everybody likes the glorious mysteries. Nobody likes the sorrowful mysteries. That's just the way it is. But if we are faithful followers, we learn the truth that the way to glory is through this self-emptying process. Whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel, meaning whoever makes a gift of his life for my sake and the gospel, will save it. The one we follow is the Messiah. Yes. Oh, we love that. That's great. Messiah. He's the Christ. He's powerful. He's going to establish a kingdom. He can work miracles. Great. That's the part Peter accepts right away. In fact, we know from Matthew's gospel, the Father revealed to Peter that Jesus is the Messiah. He didn't make it up and he didn't figure it out. It was revealed to him. And that part Peter likes. Oh, yes, I want to follow the Messiah. I want to follow the winner. But when we learn that the winner passes through losing, then we say, I don't want to follow that way. We find out that the Messiah is a suffering servant, today's first reading. The Messiah is beaten, his beard is plucked, his face is not shield, he doesn't have a face shield. He's buffets, spitting. But as he accepts this humiliation, this suffering, he is not put to shame. He passes through it and comes out better on the other side. This is the story of anyone who matures, or anyone who loves, anyone who perseveres in what is right experiences this. It's hard, it's suffering, people reject you, it hurts. But then, if you're faithful, you're not put to shame. Because God is on the side of those who do his will. So that's the Messiah whom we follow. And the path that he opens up for us is the path of the cross and resurrection. It's not just resurrection. That's it. We can't make any progress if we only choose resurrection. We have to choose cross and resurrection. That's the only way. So, whether we can take that in the moment or not, it depends on our faithfulness, on the depth of our love, on the maturing process that suffering does in us. As I say, sometimes you can't take it. We can't take this straight, harsh message. But God is not always harsh. Sometimes he tells us stories. Sometimes he shows us a light at the end of the tunnel. And he reveals to us that even though it's hard now, it won't always be hard. So that's why the story of Pinocchio or any of the great stories of world literature, they all tell the same story. Anyone who's just selfish ends up ruining himself, and anybody who's willing to make the heroic, selfless choices becomes a hero. Well, we're made for more than Pleasure Island. We're made for more than self-protection. We're made for glory. And the way to it is to follow Jesus Christ. So if we want that goal, we can't think as human beings do. We have to think as God does. God, how do we think as God does? We listen to his word and we put it into practice.